Just so you know, Daft Monks is half talk show, half actual play campaign that features adult language and topics. Viewer discretion is advised.
On this episode of Nat One Presents.
Nobody thinks about the janitors, you know.
Poor janitors, man. That reminds me, at work, I call the janitor all the time. And I don't think he likes it because he's not really a janitor.
You were just saying the poor janitors, and then you're basically telling me you bully your janitor? Where are you? Like, where do you stand?
I don't know. I'm a mixed bag right now.
Adventure, heartwarming stories, role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents, the podcast.
The final episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of 2021, whatever. Do you remember that joke in school where they're like, no more homework for the rest of the year? And then like some of the dumb kids would be like, and then be like, oh, because next year we get homework
again. Yeah, I do, like, remember that.
Do you remember that?
And that also reminds me of the scene in every high school movie ever where they're like, school's over, let's throw away all of our books and just throw papers. And like, what about the poor fucking janitor, man? He's like, oh, school's over again. Like, it looks like I'm gonna clean up all these papers and hundreds of thousand dollars worth of books you guys just all ripped up. We're gonna have to buy again next year. Nobody thinks about this kind of stuff, Nate.
Nobody thinks about the janitors, you know.
Poor janitors, man. That reminds me, at work, I call the janitor all the time. And I don't think he likes it because he's not really a janitor.
You were just saying the poor janitors, and then you're basically telling me you bully your janitor? Where are you? Like, where do you stand?
I don't know. I'm a mixed bag right now because I think it's hilarious.
So he's not a janitor. Like, he's a
facility maintenance
technician,
I think, is his.
He fixes things. He doesn't clean.
Right.
Got it.
But I'll call him janitor, and then I'll tell him, like, hey, man, toilet's clogged. Add a TP.
You know? Do you say that every time?
Like, pretty much, yeah. I'll be like, hey, janitor, and then everybody else will be like, why'd you call him janitor? I'll be like, he's not a janitor.
And then you wonder why HR, like, knows your name. Like,
yeah, you know, maybe I should stop wondering about that.
That's the conclusion, right? Yes, exactly.
That's what I've come down to. All right.
Well, I was going to go on a story before that.
Tell me your story.
Very interesting janitor rant.
Sorry.
I don't know how interesting it was, but my friend from high school and I, we have this joke about we were in eighth grade math class and the Christmas packet. We were assigned basically homework over the new year. It was like 20 pages of like math problems and stuff, just dubbed the Christmas packet. And back in the day, I did not do most of my homework in general. And I like was so chill of a student that I could either weasel my way out of it, or I just, you know, even back then I knew like, this is what I need to pass and you won't get much more. But anyway, so we come back from Christmas break, everybody hands in their Christmas packet except me. And the teacher's name was Miss Ramsby. And she'd be like, well, I'm not letting you off that easy. Like,
you fucking donkey.
not quite. Though that, I guess, would have made the story a lot more interesting. No, she thought she got me. So she's like, yeah, well, it's due Monday. I was like, okay. Monday came. I'm like, yeah, I didn't do it again. And this became like, she asked every week for like a couple months.
Oh, man.
And I guess it became like a joke with her, but I could tell she was irked. She'd be like, Nathan, Christmas packet? And I'd be like, nope. Didn't get to it. Maybe next 2 weeks, Mr. Smith. And it's just like my friends to this day, they'll be like, yeah, they're grabbing it. They'll just like send me a text, like in all caps. I never did it. I think I actually, at the very end, I handed it in, but just wrote like numbers on it.
Oh.
Like, and not even like numbers that looked like real numbers. I just put letters and numbers enough to like the day that like she took it. And then I think she realized later that I'm sure
that it was garbage.
Then probably the school year ended by that point. I mean, I still passed. That was stupid. It was like eighth grade algebra. I think I got like a 97 on the midterm and I'm just like, I don't need this class. Like,
oh, whatever. Dang. I wish I was that lucky with math class.
I was good at math until freaking, what did I get? When I got to pre-calc, I shit the bed on math. Like, I totally stopped understanding anything they were saying. I went from, like, I was diesel, like, algebra, algebra 2, all that jazz. Right. We get to pre-cal, and they might have been speaking another, like, language name. Okay. I had no clue. I kind of blame the teacher. Maybe, I don't know if that's just, like, what you do when you're a kid.
No,
but
I totally,
like,
blame teachers.
I think that teacher was shit, and I'm just like, how do I suddenly not understand anything? And it was when, that was the class when we started using graphing calculators, and everything just became, like, for me, I have to understand in math, like, why you're doing something. Like, right. if this is the equation, why are you doing that equation? Right. Like, that's very important to me in math.
You want, like, a scientific process for it. Like, kind of. Be a reason
you know,
for doing this.
Like, I don't necessarily numbers. Need to know all the specifics of, like, well, what this, you know, what this equation does. But, like, you're doing this to solve this because you don't have this number. Like, that kind of thing. I need a certain amount. And what that class just became was, and this is how you put this in a calculator. And this is how you put this in a calculator. And, like, I'm like, but I don't know why I'm putting in a calculator. So, I don't even know what to put in the calculator. Like, right. so it just down from there. And then, basically, I was fucked in math for like the rest of the year. Like I got put in with the CP kids. Like holy shit. Like
you should have just showed up with an abacus and been like, this is what I'm using. You teach me how I can use this.
I mean that would have been way too high speed for the CP kids. It was rough. Like my whole thing was like getting honors, but I'm not really that smart and I just slacked. But like at least honors was like a peaceful, like stress-free environment. Oh, yeah. Like people weren't throwing gum at me and shit. But in CP classes, you had like the behavioral kids like losing their minds and people like hitting each other and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like I'm uncomfortable. Like I need to get back in honors just so I can feel safe.
Oh yeah. I never understood why honors did less work than the regular classes.
That's fucking why.
It didn't make any sense to me.
Because they had to keep the kids busy or they'd hit them.
Right.
Like the teachers would literally be attacked.
Because I remember, because I was like the opposite. I always had honors English classes was my big thing. I loved English. Mm-hmm. And for my final, for honors English senior year, I did a presentation on jiu-jitsu. Explain that to me, Nate. It made no sense at all. Got an A on it. 97% I got in that class.
You know,
I did an armbar on someone in the class.
I haven't told a lot of people this story, but so we had something called capstone in our school, which is basically like senior year, you had to like solve a problem and it went multiple semesters. Mm-hmm. You tackle like a big problem and you'd write like a thesis on it and then you'd go on to solve it. And then like, and people would do like bigger things like, you know, like maybe like how to like solve social, like or like the climate change or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like,
thing,
you know, bigger, you know, bigger topics, not maybe not that big, but you get the idea. But basically I did how we could like what it would cost and how we could go about implementing like a broadcast, like a school news channel. Did not do any of the assignment, did not do any of the work, made up every time there was a deadline. I just made up something that worked. Somehow got to the presentation and my famous line with my friends is they asked about how much everything would cost. And my line was about 1,000. To this day my friend still says about 1,000 when I like ask for like numbers and stuff. And long story short, I had the best. I think I was tied. I think two people tied for the best presentation in that like group of judges. Because teachers would like judge your presentation. It was a graduation requirement. Rhode Island was like changing all of their like laws and you had to like through the course of the year like check things off. Yeah, Chris knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You had to like check off things that were related to skills. Like I know how to do research, and you had to do a research project that like passed, and then you could check off that thing, and you had to have all these skills. And so capstone was like somewhere in that. Anyway, total joke, made everything up. I basically just like was like, oh, we can use the software and we can use the desktop computers, about 1,000. And they were like,
you're like doing that thing where you're darting your eyes around the room, you're like Pierre Griffin.
It was such bullshit. I did so much like, yeah, it was total garbage. And yeah, I don't know, like, really a say there, but...
No, it makes perfect sense, because I think that's the better off you are, the just the easier the road fucking is, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, yeah, and that's a good point. Like, I feel like the CP kids would have been like, where did you get that research? Where, whatever. Right. But, like, as an honor student, it was just kind of trusted that I, like...
They're just like, yes, mm-hmm. Reginald, yes. quite fancy of yes. you.
Pedantic and...
Shalom, yes. Is this not the smoking lounge? Yes.
Anywho, can't wait to go through that with my own children, and I'm sure
I'm gonna see right through their shit.
Yeah,
be like, no, you don't know what you're doing. Make it right, Corvin.
I mean, I can already see Corvin honors classes, and what the other kid, CP.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Yeah,
totally. He's gonna get in fights.
Nah, I think he's gonna be real popular.
You think so?
What was that line you said where he like came over and made fun of Corvin with like the tooth fairy stuff?
Oh yeah, because I pulled out Corvin's tooth the other day. And it was a mess. It took 40 minutes to get this tooth out because of Corvin fighting it. And Corvin's crying and there's blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. And after all this commotion, first of all, while all this is going on, I look over and Roscoe's just eating ravioli. He's just watching and just eating ravioli.
Hells yeah.
And I'm like, dang, man, this kid's cold-blooded. Yeah. You know? And then like 5 more minutes of me fighting, I look back over. He's reaching his little fucking fork across the table to my ravioli that I haven't even got to yet. And he's looking me dead in the eyes. He stabs a ravioli and then fucking eats it. He ate all my ravioli. a grown man-sized portion of ravioli. He ate it all. So then now we get to the end of the story. I finally get the fucking tooth out. I'm holding it out, cleaning it off because Megan keeps them for whatever, tooth fairy bullshit, whatever.
But he doesn't believe in the tooth fairy.
I know.
Is she just making like a weird creepy doll thing?
She's got a weird little box filled with teeth. I love morbid shit, but there's a box filled with teeth in my room. Now, I got the tooth out. I'm drying it out. And Roscoe walks by super casually. And Corvin still has tears running down his face, blood all over his mouth, points at the little tooth and says, "Ha, baby tooth." And then just keeps going about his business.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't write better, like, bullying. I couldn't script it better than that.
And you got to picture this, because Roscoe never wears a shirt when he's inside the house. And for some reason, he has very muscular Greek god features. So he just looks like a fucking bully walking around. Like, he's got the fucking... He looks like the brother in Stranger Things. The one with the mullet and the mustache.
He looks like the brother in Stranger Things. And then he sounds like Nelson from fucking, like, ha, yeah, baby that's teeth.
Exactly what it... Ha, baby teeth. Yeah. And then just like went walking by with his fucking six pack and then went to go play with his trucks. Like, man, he's cold blooded.
He's your son.
I love him.
All right. What are we doing today?
Now, today, this was my idea. So bear with me. It's going to be a lot of weird role playing stuff. Now, I had an idea that we're going to do a flashback for D Hunters. So it's kind of D Hunters, but not really. Now, flashback. I'm thinking Belmont's just talking, and he's like, "Hey, Van Helsing, remember when you were on that speed dating show?" And then we flash back to a speed dating show starring Van Helsing. That's what I'm thinking.
Got it. And, hey, Van Helsing, do you remember that time you were at that speed dating festival in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, Belmont, my boy, I prefer not talk about that.
Oh, no, let's mind map it. The theater of the mind.
No!
Welcome to the 16th century speed dating extravaganza.
I picture you with that little stick microphone from the 1970s, yeah. You know, like dee dee dee.
Yeah.
Bro, it's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
In this corner, the only male in a 30-mile radius. And then a bunch of women. We are very imbalanced this year. Ladies, eat your hearts out.
Yes. Eat something.
So I'm going to imagine, like, super, like, you hear, like, a lot of commotion. Women are very upset. Maybe you say something to, like, you know, calm them down.
Now, ladies, it's a sad, tragic day that all of the men here in your village just so happened to be in the river the very moment my boat came speeding by. I'm very sorry that happened. Children crying in the front, please. Please stop.
I just imagine, like, the night before you, like, somehow, like, rigged it so that, like, all the, like, men went out to, like, the river, like, to fish, and then you, like, caught their, like, stuff on nets and, like, dragged them into the ocean.
Like, I was, like, yeah, army crawling out through, like, the weeds, and I was like, oh my god, something's in the fishing nets again. Bring all of the male villagers out here immediately.
Like, you somehow orchestrated every male, like, person dying.
Now, it was a terrible event, and I'm sorry, but we need to move past that. Now, which one of you ladies are ready for mating?
And there's some silence, and then there's, like, a woman with, like, seven kids, and she's like, I do this for you, Ben. And they start lining up, and, they're going to line up, and they draw from, like, an old bowler hat.
It's called the sorting hat. I hope no one gets Hufflepuff.
Oh, sorry. I got to break character right now. Have you seen that show?
Oh, the reunion thing they're going to
No, it's the Harry Potter trivia show.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's also like a reunion.
Is it?
It's like,
a team show.
It's like it's teams, and they're also bringing some of the cast. Yeah, it's like a reunion
thing.
How
did I not get on that fucking show, Nate? Because I watched the preview, and I'm like, this thing's fucking retarded, because number one, they're not even asking Harry Potter questions. It was like, hey, pay attention to this one, and then they do the whole scene where... God fucking damn it. The werewolf guy. Sorry, I'm spacing right now. But Harry and, yes, Professor Lupin are talking. And then at the very end, they're like, what was the number on the candle?
What?
Yeah, exactly. Because they panned around.
From the movie?
Yes. and they panned around. And
so it's like fucking seen it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not even Harry Potter tribute. It's just seen it.
It's oh, yikes.
That's why I had to break character. I'm sorry. I'm upset about it because I thought it was going to be something better.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I just watched that one clip.
I saw a commercial for it. I'm like, oh.
First of all, there was like a 90-year-old man on Hufflepuff. And I'm like, if ain't that fucking right. Like, what's Slytherin going to be? A bunch of like...
bunch people, of vapors. Like.
Yeah, greased back hair, fucking cracking their knuckles and shit. Like, yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, didn't see it. It looked funny. It looked ridiculous to me. I think I would have been very into this 15 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, me too.
cuts to like 7 audition tapes. You're like, why didn't I get on the show? And they specifically didn't want you on the
Here
show.
Here I am again. Yeah. Nat One Presents.
Anywho, back to focusing. So they're each going to draw like a conversation out from a hat and they're going to just read it to you. And I guess that's how this thing's going to go. I don't know how speed dating went. I don't know if there was speed dating. I mean, there was speed dating. It was your parents assigned you like someone you're marrying,
right?
But since everyone's dead in the village, they're just gonna make conversation with you, and then you're gonna select one like it's a like a prize pig at the county fair.
Yes, all of you look rather oinkly.
Okay, so contestant number one, like this is a fucking date show.
Oinker number one.
How do your friends describe you in one word?
That's tough to use one word. I'm not a man of
From the
word.
Background, you see, like, fucking Trevor Bauer. He's like, lazy, selfish, pig-headed.
Yes, those are words, but none of those describe me.
Disease-ridden. It's hyphenated.
I would say charming. Okay. Lee Handsome.
Can you give an example?
Yes. One time I charmed at least 12 women into believing me. I charmed them using a charm spell I had on a trinket. It was rather easy. As long as I didn't lie to them or try to make them do any bodily harm, then the spell would remain intact.
So you manipulated women?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Next.
Oinka number two.
What is your fantasy place to visit?
Yes. I've been everywhere, but Dracula's castle is by far the greatest place I've ever been to. It is so nice there, you wouldn't even understand.
Belmont just like leans, he's in the audience, he just leans over, and there's an audience for some reason at this thing. And he's like, it's definitely a fantasy, because he's never been there before.
Now, calm down back up there. I hear you with my superior hearing skills. Now, I would have to say my bedroom for the answer.
But you're homeless. Pretty sure.
Right now, but like, you know, I used to have one. I'm looking for another one. I'm going to move in with whoever one of you ladies picks me as your husband, obviously.
Wait, you don't have, like, an estate?
No.
Next. All right, this is, like, a big burly chick, and she's like, do not call me Anchor.
I like them thick. You look very warm in the winter.
What famous person would you most like to have dinner with?
Now, when you say famous, what does that mean to me? I'm the most famous person I know, besides that sniveling snot Belmont. Now, famous person? Abraham.
Yes?
Van Helsing, that's me. I'd like to put up a mirror and have dinner with myself. Thank you very much.
She just rolls her eyes, gets up. Next.
Oh, yes, lovely eyes.
If you're an animal, I'm not even going to do women voices anymore. If you're an animal, what would you be?
Now, a lot of people have compared me to a badger or a bear or even an eagle soaring in the sky, but I am neither of those. I compare myself to the majestic dolphin.
Aren't they kind of rapey?
Yes.
Next.
Sometimes they do gay stuff too. Next question.
What are you hiding now?
Nothing about gay stuff. Right, what? Now, I'm hiding a mouse in my pocket.
Really? Can I see?
No, he's in training. He's not allowed to see anybody right now.
I thought I was going to leap out and like slash her.
No, calm down. Yeah. Calm down. She's wearing a lot of makeup, but she's no clown.
Okay. Next person. He's not so ridiculous. Do you like backpacking or luxurious travel?
Now, I used to travel luxuriously through, you know, the Alps and other mountain ranges of various sorts.
Ooh, I love the mountains.
Yes, with my posse. They would carry me in a wagon.
You had a posse?
I did have a posse.
What happened to them?
They were stolen from me. That's what I'm picturing this time period in. Yeah. Is when, like, we were split up a little bit.
Okay.
They were stolen from me. Oh, okay.
by some no good for nothing other demon hunter monster slayer of some
You hear like a girlish giggle from a grown man in the background and like a bunch of like,
Who's back voices. There? These lights are too bright. You come down here and face me like a man.
Oh, nobody.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, you sound lovely, though, so come take a question out of the hat.
Sure, whatever. It's Belmont and Drag.
Okay, perfect.
Just for laughs.
Do you work out?
Oh, what a...
That's a silly question. Of course you don't.
Hey, that was a very lovely question.
The only workout
question.
You get is cow dipping.
Get this good-for-nothing out of here, even though he's... Jeez.
Ladies, there are two men in this tournament.
No!
Line on up.
Oh, it looks like we're going 50-50 on this then.
What number are we at?
Oh, Get this guy a microphone. This joker a microphone. We're going to have a speed dating competition. And you lovely ladies will pick me. I know it. But it's always good to have options.
I imagine this is just like the Doom and Shroom episode where they're in a tent and it's like sealed shut.
And I'm just tripping out. Talking to my rats.
Which of you lovely ladies would like a smoochium? Now, I'll ask a question. Pull one out of the hat. You... Belmont in drag. Disgusting.
Yes, I, Trevor Belmont, heir to the Belmont family of monster hunters, protector of the innocent, and keeper of the posse that I acquired from you.
Are you a coffee or a tea person?
These are real fucking questions.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, I do like a good tea, but only if it's from a pot that has been used over and over again and not washed. Only specific herbs from the Orient. Ooh, we don't say that anymore, sorry. But at the same time, you can't be a good monster hunter without a good cup of coffee.
You hear that, ladies? He's very hoity-toity.
Not hoity-toity. I like it both ways, you know.
Oh, you hear that, ladies? He's one of them
lip-wristed
dandies.
Okay, next question. The girls aren't even, like, in it anymore.
Okay, Van Helsing.
What kind of pizza do you like?
Now pizza. That's that delicious Italian dish where they put the sauce and the cheese. Pineapple.
You monster. I should kill you right here and right now.
Take that back. Pineapple on pizza is delicious.
Fine. All right, no, that one doesn't count. What embarrassing thing happened to you recently?
Now,
be honest. You have many to choose from.
Fine. No, that's fine. One time.
Yes, we're all waiting.
I got cold.
Yeah.
And I slid into what I thought was a cave. It was not a cave.
What was it? I'm actually pretty intrigued with this story now.
A cow. I thought it was a tight, small cave.
You slid inside of a cow?
Yes, it killed it. It was very sad.
That's just tragic.
What's really tragic is that I left my boots outside. So my socks got all slimy. And then the cow died, obviously,
okay.
While I was sleeping. And then it got all swelled up and I couldn't find my way out. So I had to eat my way out.
You just hear like the cow herder woman just crying like, Betsy,
that's what happened to him. You monster. Yes, I kill monsters. Thank you for noticing.
Okay, let's see what else you got.
No, I think it's my turn now. Now, who is your 3 a.m. friend? What the fuck does that even mean? I'm spitting all over the place. Who is your 3 a.m. friend?
Well, you know, actually, when I'm awake at 3 a.m., staking out a devious plot to some criminal, you know, monster, vestibule, whatever, I like to think about my dead parents.
Oh.
They appear to me, and they tell me, you're not good enough. Nothing will come of you. Stop drinking. You smell bad. And also, you are not the heir to our family.
I have those same demons, my boy.
And you're adopted. In fact, they actually sound a lot like you. My father sounds quite a bit. Could you say, we never loved you, quit your day job, let Van Helsing take over the business?
I'll paraphrase.
Bitch. Oh my god, it was you. You've been whispering to me my family at night. You piece of shit. You're not my 3 a.m. friend. You're my 3 a.m. bully.
I could be your 3 a.m. friend. But who the fuck's awake at 3 a.m. where they actually have this on a question on here? I don't understand the fucking question.
Who was your first crush?
Now, her name was Betsy, and she was a...
The cow?
No. She milked cows. She was a milker, they called her. Real big milker. On Betsy.
You know what? She was a cow. I'm not gonna
lie. We're gonna go ahead and keep changing it. Let's see. What is your first childhood memory?
Now, when I was a child, I was very portly and fat, and the kids used to make fun of me.
Nothing's really changed, has it?
No, I'm in the best shape of my life. Now,
round. That's a shape.
Now, worst childhood memory, we were playing King of the Hill, I recall, and some kid pushed me down, and I got dirty, and I couldn't go home all dirty. So I cried, and I cried, and they called me Blubber Baby.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
I know.
I almost want to hug you if I could fit my arms around you.
Don't worry, my boy. 10 years later, I got sweet revenge and murdered all those people in their sleep.
Oh my god, what?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Oh.
They were awake.
Moving on. What is your favorite season?
I am partial to summer.
I'd like to note that everyone is left. Like, there are no women here at all. And they just don't notice.
I am partial to summer, but autumn I know is a good-for-nothing cheater.
Oh, let it go. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Just saying.
We're bringing her. All right, hold on. Side note. We are bringing her back, and you can pick. You can pick the questions. You can pick the whatever. Like
Harry Potter trivia.
Is she in a Harry Potter?
Fuck yeah, it's on.
It's on.
We sealed the deal.
2021.
Sign the contract.
Autumn's back. Chris's girlfriend is back. Harry Potter trivia. So who does the questions? Because you clearly don't trust me with the questions.
No. I'm going to have to go with a third party on this. Chris.
Chris. I feel Autumn's like. Boyfriend,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris's girlfriend, Chris.
No, you know what? I trust Chris more than I trust you.
Take it back.
As a bipartisan third party.
All right, whatever. That's something to look forward to absolutely. In 2022. Also, something to look forward to is that the skit will be coming to an end soon. So let's just a couple more questions.
Okay, my boy.
What skill do you want to master, Van Helsing?
Carpentry.
Really?
Jesus was a woodworker. And I thought, I'm better than that guy. Mm. I should work with wood.
That was one of his 10 commandments.
Yes.
Work with wood and humidity.
I don't know them either.
What would you go? Where would you like to go on a date night?
With you? Nowhere. But with the perfect date, I'd like to go to a lonesome little pub lit only by candlelight, and I will express to her my love with a gift.
A gift?
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yeah. About that. Okay. Well, we're moving on. Let's see. You know, Van Helsing, what are we doing? Just pulling out, trying to compare sizes here. I mean,
you took everything from me, and I'm trying to find a wife so I can settle down and not be lonely.
Well, listen, I've been thinking, you know, maybe it is time to get out to the business of monster hunting. You taught me that the best business is minding your own business.
Mm.
And just taking care of self-care and also selfishness.
Yeah.
So what if we went and retired in a just like a laid back little quaint town where all they do is, you know, mourn the things that matter.
I know the perfect place. They have a beautiful cemetery where I like to contemplate life choices there.
That sounds very pensive and mature. That sounds great.
I am.
Something we can consider.
Now, let me stop at the local costume shop and we'll head out.
Nothing suspicious there.
Absolutely not, my boy.
Little teaser for season 2 there for you guys.
You're welcome.
Don't get it all, so it's not funny. But anyway, we want to end off. I think we have alluded that season 2 will be for better or for worse. And if this episode's any indication, for worse, will be a D-Hunter's dedication. But it is... actually like campaign. It'll be like an ongoing campaign.
Yes.
I wrote dubious notes.
Dubious
notes and skill checks. And there is actually like a plot, an overarching plot. It is not just Nate calling women cows or...
Oinkers.
Yeah.
Milkers.
Dubious.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of weird anime lately.
Thank you so much for listening. 2021, another year, another maybe one day we're slowly approaching normalcy. Maybe there's a day
maybe
where we don't have to do the podcast in my bedroom and we can go somewhere live. And I'm thinking 2022 might be the year. I'm thinking maybe Wild Wild West Con.
Yes.
In Tucson. Check it out. Or maybe Phoenix Fan Fusion.
I'm wondering if we bring this exact table to the event, set up the mics. They're not even fucking plugged into anything. And I just sit there yelling at people.
I do think that is our play, is to just like, you're following around people with a, like a mic that's, it does have a cord, but it's like clipped.
Yes.
Yep. It's like clearly like, clipped and frayed. Yep. And then you're just like chasing people like, what are you wearing? Like kind of imagining like Joan Rivers, but straight and bigoted.
Yeah. Just Van Helsing voice the whole time. Like, have you ever thought about anal things? Where was I going with this? I'm lost.
Hello. And then, I don't know, I guess Chris and I somehow have to turn that into a subscription to That One Presents. That will be something I'll ponder over the holiday break.
Be like, I'm funny. Kind of.
They'll be like, probably we'll get, I'll be like, he will leave you alone if you subscribe.
I'm like looking right at him, making eye contact. Just take, I won't break.
Just take my phone. Thank you so much for listening. Nat One Presents, your Christmas gift this year for New Year's will be us not promoting ourselves, but check us out next season. Maybe it would actually be worth becoming a patron.
Who yes knows? Yep, just a dollar.
We'll see.
Not promoting myself
though. Not promoting myself, just a dollar.
Check out the Patreon.
Check out Patreon. Happy holidays, happy New Year, happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Well, I don't know any really other holidays other than that, but Star what else Wars you got Day.
That's May the 4th.
Okay.
Happy May the 4th.
Thanks for listening and see you next year.
Bye.